Islam, your alternative news source.
Calls to grow and transform South Africa's economy at the World Economic Forum, and Herman Mashaba vows to focus on Joburg's forgotten people. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yom al Khamis, 7th Shaban, 1438, corresponding to Thursday, the 4th of May 2017. I am Faisal Patel. Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba says South Africa cannot spend money it doesn't have, and that people need to grow and transform the economy at the same time. Gigaba was speaking at the World Economic Forum Africa meeting in Durban last night. Gigaba appeared to tread a careful line between radical economic transformation and inclusive growth, saying the best way to grow tax revenue is to grow the economy.
We need to continue to focus on growing the economy and implementing transformation at the same time. And that's where the issue of whether you call it radical economic transformation or inclusive growth, the issue that we are addressing there is implementing structural reforms in the economy.
Police and the Red Ants have evicted residents of at least 150 informal settlements at the waterworks opposite the military base in Lanesia. It's understood the residents occupied the private land illegally over the Easter weekend. Property owner Kulam Kara says an unknown man was allegedly selling plots to the residents.
Before we knew, there were about 150 sheds that were built on the farm, and then they exceeded my borders over onto state property. Late Monday night, through the Red Ants and the sheriff of the court, we got to start evicting these illegal land occupiers.
Kara says local residents and a colonel from the military base have complained to him about the mushrooming of the informal settlement.
Residents of Extension 1 were complaining crime was escalating in the area, and then I got a call from the colonel from the Lanesia military base to say they started breaking into the military base and started stealing zinc and wood.
And if you want to read that story, you can go to radioislam.co.za and click on latest news. Mayor Herman Mashaba has described his predecessor Park Stau's administration as one of self-enrichment, mismanagement and incorrect priorities, and has promised not to do the same. Mashaba was speaking at his first State of the City address as mayor in Johannesburg yesterday. Mashaba says his administration had inherited enormous challenges and was working on rebuilding trust with residents by making changes to legislation that would help Johannesburg's forgotten people. Mashaba says he's committing his administration on the forgotten people of Joburg.
In the past, many people were left behind. These were the forgotten people. They just thought, as residents of the city, that they were entitled to a government that cared for them. They were treated like the city was doing them a favor by receiving the calls or complaints. This administration is going to focus on the forgotten people of our city. We will dedicate this term of office to them, the forgotten people of Johannesburg. And I thank you.
The DA says it will today ask the High Court to compel President Jacob Zuma to hand over the intelligence report he allegedly relied on to sack Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan. The party has approached the High Court in Pretoria to try to obtain the document because it needed it in a separate application to have the cabinet reshuffle reviewed and set aside. Zuma told senior ANC officials after firing Gordhan and his deputy, BC Jonas, at the end of March that he relied on the intelligence report, which accused the pair of conspiring against him. The DA believes that it is entitled to this intelligence report. Moving further afield, U.S. President Donald Trump has promised to revive the stalled Israel-Palestine peace process after hosting Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, without, however, offering any details about how to resolve the long-running conflict. Speaking after their first face-to-face meeting at the White House yesterday, Trump pledged to support Abbas in being the Palestinian leader who signs his name to the final and the most important peace agreement that brings safety, stability, prosperity to both people and to the region. On his part, Abbas reiterated the Palestinian demand for an independent Palestinian state along the pre-1967 lines, with East Jerusalem as its capital. Abbas also told Trump that the Palestinians had hope in him. Gold is trading at $1,253.99 a fine ounce. The rand is at 13.43 to the dollar, 17.28 to the pound, 14.61 to the euro. Brent crude oil is $51.30 a barrel. The Saudi riyal is R3.58. Mary Fatimi, $12,971.64. Sakhan is at $4,788.64. With Raswana Tala's permission, it's a fine Thursday in Gauteng today. Johannesburg starting at a low of 11 degrees, reaching high of 25. Pretoria 12 and 26. Vereeniging 7 with a high of 24 degrees. Yasala times for the Johannesburg region. The Wild sets in at 12:05 p.m. Asar at 4 p.m. Maghrib at 5:39 p.m. and Isha at 6:55 p.m. Yasala times for the Durban region. The Wild sets in at 11:53 a.m. Asar at 3:42 p.m. Maghrib at 5:22 p.m. and Isha at 6:41 p.m. Inshallah. Recapping our top story on Radio Islam International News at this hour, Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba says South Africa cannot spend money it doesn't have and that people need to grow and transform the economy at the same time.